Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Vav tonight. Please, I need everyone's attention. Lamed Vav Manala. So we're on the top line on Lamed Vav Manala 36A, the top line. Okay, so the Gemara says, and we have there's a long Daf on the Lamed Beis. So we have to keep moving at a clip. Okay. So, this time I have things sometimes I want to discuss at the end. And, okay, please, the top line. So the Braisa has been speaking about when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden to Har Gerizim and Har Ebal. The Braisa says, look how many miracles occurred on that day. Abru Yisrael the Yarden, they crossed the Yarden splits. Uvau Lahar Gerizim and Har Ebal, yet to Mishisha Mil. They were able to travel the distance to Har Gerizim and Har Ebal in one day and one day back. And the same day way back is a distance of Shisha Mil, 60 mil, is what the Gemara says. So it means like not our miles, but I think Roman statute miles. But either way, it's quite the distance. And they did it in back and forth in one day. The Ein Kobir Yechol Amod B'fneihem, and nobody could oppose them, also miraculous. Anybody would oppose them, when his bowels would become loosened, not a good situation. I will send my fear before you, Hamoti, I'll like confound all the people, like from Muhuma, the Shetavo Bahem. The Rashi says in the third white line on the top, Hamoti, the Shom Muhumabi, Yerbu Baguf, Mashabitoko, everything gets permished inside the body. He says, Vomer, Tipoli Matava Fahad. So, and it says now here, the Bryce refers to Pasuk, which is in reference at the Shir Sayam. It says, Tipoli Matava Fahad, like fear should fill, you know, the should fill. Like the Egyptians, but the only it's hard to see connection. The way Leibowitz thought connection was that the same sort of fear they had here, but either way, everything is a little of fear. So he says on line six on Lamed Vav and Aleph 36a, says, now the Brisa segues over to Pasuk in the Shir Siyam that we recite every morning, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem Zubi Rishona, until your nation passes by. That refers to the first entrance of Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael from Yehoshua, Ad Yavor Mezukanita Zubi Yishniya. Ad Yavor Mezukanita, that's the Biyashniya time of Ezra. Rabbi Lewis is talking today, he was saying there's a difference between to be Moshia and to be an Ozer. To be an Ozer is like when Hashem is an Ozer, it's like we're putting in effort, and like, but we understand it's all coming from Hashem. That's to be an Ozer. And then when Hashem is a Moshia, that means like there's no way that I could do this. And it was like I couldn't be Olah Adas. It's all got to be from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to say that's like it's Merumas and the names. Yehoshua, when they came into Eretz Israel, so like I guess everything was so miraculous. So that obviously, it's not us. It's obviously a Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it. But in the time of Ezra, things were more Al Piteva. So it's there. Ezra's Lashon of Ozer. Lashon was Ozer. And he said he was quoting from the Gra. In Tfila, we say every day, Melech Ozer Umoshio Magain. Shem is an Ozer to us, and it was like we work, and like it could be like we understand it's all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes he's a Moshia, that it can't be us. And then Magain, he was saying, I think that like it's totally out of our realm, like completely out of our realm, but he's still on Magain for us. So he was saying the Yehoshua is like from Lashon of Lahoshia, and Ezra Lashon to be Ozer. Is he back in the Gemara? He says, "More meyata ruyon yusel asof emneis b'viyashnia kibir rishona." The Gemara says, in other words, since we have like this hekesh in the pasuk, adivorim Hashem, adivorim zupanita, like an equivalence, so it would have been worthy of them to have miracles in the time of Ezra, like they had in the time of Yeshua, el shigaram achet, but they had all these aveirot. So let's look at Rashi in the first narrow line. Rashi has le'asot lemnes. Le'asot lemnes should be done to them, like an argument, la'asot lemnes. But either way, la'alot bizroa, lo yumishtabdim l'malchut. In other words, they would be going like with full force, and they wouldn't be subjugated to the non-Jewish, you know, countries. Like even when they came back to Ezra, they're under Melech Paras, under the, it's not like they're running the whole thing free. And he says, el'shigram chetam shall be made by it rishon, is the aveira of Klal Yisrael and time by it rishon, b'gzarlehem, so he was talking about Relibus was about why is it the Cheta Bayit Rishon? I would think it's the Cheta Bayit Sheni. Right. So why is the Cheta Bayit Rishon the Gorim? You would think it's the Cheta Bayit Sheni. So the 70 years later. We'll say again. That's from Rashi. It sounds that way. From Rashi, it sounds that way. But I think he was saying like before it could even be like Derbe written by Cheney. So he says, this is back in the Gemara. Vacharka he viewed up on him. So afterwards, they brought the stones that they had brought from the Yarden. Remember, there were 12 stones. We went through three groups of stones that we went through yesterday. He says, Ubanu et ha-mizbeach. They built the mizbeach in Har Grizim and Har Ebal. V'sadu b'sid, and then they covered it with the plaster. V'katvu lehem and called the Reyat for Rabbi Shimon Lashon. They wrote the Torah. So that's like the second version. We learned yesterday that they write it first and then plaster it, or plaster it and then write it. He says, Shinamar ba'er heitev. It's like written like with one well explained. So when it was ba'er heitev, he says, they're writing the Torah in seven languages. The whole thing is miraculous that they could do this whole thing. That's also one of the miracles that they could write the whole Torah. Although we learned different shatim. I think one shot was that it wasn't the whole Torah. It was just mitzvot or whatever. But he says, behelu alod shlamim. They offered korbanot at the mizbeach at Har Grizim Har Ebal. Ba'achlu b'shatu b'samchu. They ate, they drank, and they were merry. Uvarchu b'kildu. It means, and they did the brach on the kala. We know, again, that's where I brought the Chumash, but, in Parshas Kitavo, it says you'll come there, you'll go to Har Grizim and Har Ebal. Six shvatim will be on Har Grizim, six shvatim will be on Har Ebal. And you learned this in the Mishnah they had on Sunday on Daf Lamed Beis, and the Kohanim and Levim and the Aaron are between the mountains. And again, the Torah says that Levi is on Har Grizim, but it means Ray Rashi learns the Zkenim from Levi were in the middle with the Kohanim, and they would turn to one mountain and say the Bracha, and the other mountain that said the Klala. So anyway, so they're doing the Bracha and the Klala. He says, the Kiplu et ha'avanim. The way they translated, they dismantled the avanim. In other words, the avanim were used as part of the mizbeach. Those are the same avanim that they're writing the Torah on and plastering. They dismantled the mizbeach, but they had a different version where, let me see, if you look in the Gilyon Hashas, he says not the Kiplu is like to fold something up, but he says in the Rabbi Kiva, 1 second. He says in Rabbi Kiva Eger says the kalfu the Shon Rashi. So Rashi says the kalfu would mean like to peel off the plaster would be a different shot if you reverse the pay and the lamed. If it was we have a kiflu kuf pay lamed, but understanding like as if kuf lamed pay, like they peeled off the plaster and then uvau belong to Gilgal. So if they're peeling off the plaster. Yeah, that works more like the first shot. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said they're writing on the stone, and then let's say he says Uba'u Balana beGilgal, and then they came and they lodged in Gilgal. So they're making a whole trip in the same day. They're crossing the Jordan, going up to Shem, and then coming back. Wait, 1 second. Shneimar v'har v'ar temel temi mechemi not temel tem balon. So it says you'll take them with you, the stones, and you leave them in Malon. It means like the place you're going to lodge. They call before Malone. I mean, I think every lodging place they go in Australia have to bring these stones to Malone Marsher, to Lina Boa Laila, where you're going to lodge tonight. He says, Uchtiv, Vichdame Shrey Avanim, Ha'ila, Shulachu, Vigomer. And again, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the Pasuk. You always need the end of the Pasuk. It says that they took it and they put it in Gilgal. That's the end of the Pasuk. Okay, let's now we have time for questions, comments, and thoughts. Who has questions, comments, and thoughts? Rafi has questions. 1 second. Rafi's got a few questions. Be patient, and I'll try to summarize the questions in a minute for you, Ruth. Go ahead. Right. Next.
The second thing is.
All right. Rafi asked, did everybody go there? Answer yes. Next.
You know that you have to.
Here, what?
Go ahead. Only Greek you're allowed to do. So you see that they did it in 70 languages.
Yeah, but in other words, when we talk about Torah, we're talking about, are we allowed to write a Sefer Torah on a cloth, the languages? Here the midst of the Torah is, I'll write it on the stones. Although there's a question whether it's the Torah or the Torah, whether the Torah is mitzvot or whatever. Okay, next question. Okay, that's it. Okay, so it was just two questions from Rafi. Okay, any questions in the Zoom world? Okay, we're going on. All right, let's take a look. So we're back in the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay. So
I'm sorry. One question.
Go ahead.
I mentioned 70 languages. Do we have any idea what some of them are?
If you look in Parshas Noach, it mentions the 70 nations of the world. So whatever those people are, those would be the 70 languages. Okay, Yosef says Farsi is one of them. Okay, all right. Let's go further. All right. Now he says here, Hebrew is certainly one of them. We'll see. Now, okay. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Lachora Yiddish is probably not one because Yiddish didn't exist at that point in time. Okay. So Tana. Now we were learning one Brisa. Now the Gemara is shifting to a different Brisa. So Tana took a Brisa. Sirlo Avraham. So if you remember in the Torah, it says B'shalach Tila Lufanechera Tzira. Tzira is some insect. But usually we translate it as a hornet when I was younger, but I don't know. Here they didn't have like anyway. But some insect is going to come and help you battle the people in Eretz Israel. So he says Tana Tzira Lo Avraham. The Tzira. The hornets, whatever they are, didn't go with them across the Jordan. Below, they didn't. The Torah says, I'm going to send it here before you. It's going to help you conquer the nations. Abishim and Lachish. Now, the Arsho said, there's a pasuk in the Sefer Yoshua. It says that the Tzirah, it helped conquer, like, you know, the Sihon and Og, is what the pasuk in Yoshua says. So it sounds like the East Bank cover. So the Torah says, and here's the Cyril Panetha. Amishim and Lakish, Asfat Yardin Amdo, says the Tzira stood by the riverbank, Bizarka Behen Mara, and injected the venom like across the river and to the people on the west bank, Bistim Tainahim, and blinded them, Milamala, Bisiras Tan Nilamak, and then castrated them below. In other words, so the first Pshat he's saying, in other words, from one Pasuk, it sounds like they're just on the east bank, but another Pasuk sounds like they're growing from the west bank. So he says that they stayed on the east bank, right, and then injected their venom on the people, like on the west bank, and it caused them to be blinded and to be sterilized. So he says, Shinemar, Manochish, now he puts Pasuk in Amos, Yanochish Manatia Emorim at Mehem, Ashrekigovar Razim Gopo, Bachasonu Kalonim. I destroyed the Emory before you, that they're as tall like the cedar, and as strong like, I think, the oak, Bashmid Piryomi Ma'al. I destroyed this fruit above, which the Gemara takes it means like the eyesight. The Sharshav Mitaka, the fruit below, takes it as like the, you know, the Asher Yatzar. He says, that's one shot. Rapapa Amar, State Sirot Havoy. Rapapa said there's two gross swarms of hornets, whatever they are. Chad of the Moshe. He's got Moshe's hornets, the Chad of Yoshua, and Yoshua's hornets. The Moshe Loavar. So when it's talking about Moshe's hornets, they didn't cross the Yarden. And then Yoshua's hornets, they went across the Yarden. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
How narrow is the Yarden at that point?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question, but Mayer has an explanation. He said yesterday, I think
160.
Okay. Mayer says 100 feet. I don't know. Something he said, I think the depth was 30 meters, and that would have been like, go ahead. Mayor's looking to see how, but we don't know what it was 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. Mayor on the internet knows.
So the trajectory of the venom works.
All right.
Question.
All right.
So a few lines that we said, whoever confronted them lost their bowel. Who is that referring to? Who the hornets are doing?
So
different people.
Yeah, no. So they're going into the West Bank, and if anybody would oppose them when they went to the West Bank, the way Rabbi Lubitz was saying is like someone would oppose it, and people would see him and say like he's not looking too good, you know, and then they're not going to fight him anymore. Anyway, that's one thing. But then the people who were like near the first shot, the people who were near the river are getting hit with all this venom and stuff. Okay, maybe you have an answer yet, or maybe it's working on the.
90 to 100 feet was the width.
Okay, the width is 90 to 100 feet, Mayer says. Okay, he's but I don't know how they could possibly
know.
Okay, let's take a look. Now, the first wide line downstairs. Okay, so Shishash for Timalu, the Rosh Hargur, Timakuli. Let's look back to the Mishnah Lamed Beis, which has been guiding us the whole week, just briefly. Lamed Beis, 32a. So it says 10 lines from the bottom. It says, Lamed Beis Amanal, 32a, 10 lines on the bottom. Shishash Vatim Alul Rosh Har Grizim, six shvatim went on Har Grizim, shesh shvatim on the Rosh Haribal, six went on Haribal. But Kohen Levim Aaron Amdim Lamata, the Kohen Levim and the Aaron is in between. The Emtza, Akonim Akifin Aaron, the Kohenim surround the Aaron in the Mishnah on Lamed Beis. But Halavim and Akonim, Levim and Kohenim are surrounding the Kohenim. Koyis Tomi Kana Mikan. Shneamar, the Koyis Yisrael's Kanav Shol Trav Shol Tav Amdim Yizem Yizel Aaron VeGomer. Now he quotes this pasuk in Yeshua, and again, as usual, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the pasuk, but you need the end of the pasuk. That everybody was standing Yizem Yizel Aaron. And then the pasuk says, and I think Rashi quotes it here in Lamed Vav. You can turn back to Lamed Vav. It says, "El Mol Har Grizim Chetzio El Mol Har Eibal." So he says, "Chetzio El Mol Har Grizim, half on Har Grizim, Biha Chetzio, and the half on Har Eibal." Okay, so let's be back on the Gemara. That's what the pasuk says. So the Rashi quotes the pasuk. Okay. So he says, look on the first white line downstairs on Lamed Vav Manav 36a. Shishar Shvakim al Rosh Park Rizim Kulei. My Beha Chetzio. What does it mean, the Chetzio? In other words, the Chetzio sounds like there's a well known half we're referring to. And we're not necessarily this half, it's some other well known half. What is it talking about? So Amarav Kahana, Kederish Chalukin Khan, Kakalukin Ba'abne Ephod. You know, I meant to bring this little booklet I have with the picture of the God, but I didn't. Anyway. So we know the Kohen Gadol, he wears this like apron-like garment known as the ephod, and the ephod is attached to the choshen, the breastplate. So on the two, he's got two straps go over each shoulder. On the straps, he's got a stone, the Avnei Shoam, on each shoulder, like epaulettes, but it's a stone.
It's attached to
that. There's a stone here on the right shoulder, stone on the left shoulder. On the stones are in size the names of six shvatim. So here, by Har Grizim and Har Eibal, the Torah tells us in Parshas Kitavo which shvat, how the shvatim were divided up. Let's take a look. So, okay, so in Parshas Kitavo, it says, the following shvatim will be on Mount Grizim, that's the mount with the bracha, Shimon, Yisachar, Yosef, Ubinyamin. And then, on Har, then he says, Har Ebal, is Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, and Naphtali. So that's Mefurash. But with the Amnei Shoam, it doesn't tell you, it says, Shishan, Mishmotam, Ala, Evan, Atat, six Shvatim on one, Be'etshmon, Shishan, Otarim, Ala, Shem, Eshenit, Ala, Evan, Eshenit, six on the other, it doesn't tell us which. So Rav Kahana says, Be'ha, Chetzio, and the half, he's saying that the Navi is referring to the Avnei Shoam, from the Ephod. In other words, that the half, the same half, which is incised on the Avnei Shoam, were the ones that were on Har Eval. The Gemara is going to reject this, but that's his idea. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, okay, again, the first white line. So, Shash Fatim of the Rosh Har Grizim Chulei. So, my Chetzio, Amar Kani, Dersh Chulukin Kan Chalub Avnei Ephod. So, Meifei, now we're going to ask Akasha against Rav Kahana. And Rav Kahana is an Amara. We're going to have two Tanayim. Each Tan is going to have a different opinion. Neither one like Rav Kahana. And then Rav Kahana is going to be out of gas, rather, because the Tanayim are going to be against him. So that's not can't be the Pshat. So the Gemara is going to see, what does HaChetzio mean? So the Gemara is going to say, HaChetzio means the smaller half is what it means. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So Meifei, so we have some Kash against Rav Kahana from the Palmi Braisa. Shdei Avanim Tavoro Yulul Kohen Gedol Ksefav. The Kohen had two precious stones on the ephod, the Avnei Shoam. They say they translated onyx or whatever. I'm not like, you're into jewels and stuff like that. Precious. Or whatever. Or I don't know if it is onyx, but anyway, that's what it said, onyx. Okay. And so Rafi says it's semi precious. This is Meifei. Shdei Avanim Tavoro Yulul Kohen Gedol Ksefav. Achat Mikan, Achat Mikan. So far, so good. Ushmot Shdei Masar Shvakin Ketuv Alehen. And the names of the six shvatim were incised on these stones. Shishal Evan Zu, Shishal Evan Zu, six and six. Shinamar, Shishal Mishvatam al Evan Achad Begomer. And it says, Shishal Notarim al Evan Ashni Ketolotam. And six on the other one. Shnia Ketolotam. Now, Shnia Ketolotam, although we've shown a Ketolotam. So by the second stone, it says Ketolotam, which you could translate in the order of their birth. But it doesn't say on the first one, Ketolotam. He says, Shemeshal Evan Achat, Shitan Ashnon Tarim Al Evan Ashenit Ketolotam. The second one, Ketolotam. He says, Vimnei Shehudim Mukdam, because on the first stone, Yehuda is in the first stone, but Yehuda is not the firstborn son, Yaakov, Reuven. But Yehuda is the number, he's got the number one slot on the stone. He says, Yehuda Mukdam, then he says, and then the Chamishim Otiot Ayu, that the 12 Shvatim, they used 50 letters to write their names. Esfim Chamesh Eleven Zu, but Esfim Chamesh Eleven Zu, 25 letters on one stone, 25 on the other. That's the first opinion. Now, all right, we'll sit in. He says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, turn page. This is a different pshat. Lo keder shechalukim b'chumash ha'pekudim, shechalukim ba'av ne'efod. Now, in the chumash ha'pekudim, that's where he refers to Bamidbar, chumash ha'pekudim. In other words, the book of the censuses, the sensei, or whatever. So, in other words, in Parshat Bamidbar, in the beginning of Bamidbar, it mentions all the seim that are going to have. So let me go over. This gets a little tricky, but you cut through the chaff. You can. It's not that complicated. So. Let's take a look. Yeah. So in Bamidbar Perek Aleph, it mentions the Nesiim, and it mentions certain order. And it says Reuben, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and then Bnei Yosef. So he holds the six Shvatim, the first six are on one stone, and the next six on the other stone. But these are not the same as the one we mentioned in Parshas Ki Tavo by Har Grizim and Har Eimal. It's different. So he says here, now the second opinion, Rukhni Ben Dosa says, Rukhni Ben Dosa, let's see back. He says, look, so here he's referring to Sefer Shmot as Chumash Sheni, and we'll talk about this. There's a Amik Dabra on this. He says, Ketzad, meaning, in the beginning of Shmot, it mentions the Shvatim.
Yeah,
right, but it's different order. It says, Ketzad, B'nei Leia Kisid. So this is the second opinion. B'nei Leia Kisidron. First, he mentions B'nei Leia, which is Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Zvulun, I think. Yeah. So he says, that's in the order of the birth. Then B'nei Rachel is, so when there was six sons, from Leah, that's
in order.
That's on one stone, right, in the order of their birth. Then, on the second stone, you have Bnei Rachel, which is Yosef and Binyamin, but Echamikam. So it comes out Binyamin on top and Yosef on the bottom. He says Ubnei Shvachot Be'emza, the four Shvachot. That's Be'emza. That's God, Asher, and Dan Naftali. I have a help here from Mayor. So if that's the case, so how do I interpret the pasuk? It says by the Evan Shnia, it says Ketolotam, Kishmotam Shkrel and Abiyan, Shkrel and Moshe. Meaning Ketolotam doesn't mean the order of their birth, means the names that the father called them, not the names that Moshe Rabbeinu called them. Meaning Ruvain below Ruvaini, like you see, like in Parshas Pinchas, it says you know the Mishpachat Ruvaini, whatever. He says, Shimon below Shimoni, Dan below Hadani, God below Hagadi. So anyway, Mimela, the Mishnah mentions two alternative Shatim to the Shvatim that are on the stones. So either the stones are in the order of birth, except for Yehuda, which is just, that's not Mishnah, which six would be there, but instead of being number four, he's number one, according to the first opinion that we had here. And the first opinion was... One second. That's the Tanakhama. So according to the Tanakhama, that's the way it's going. It's like the order in Sefer Bamidbar. And according to the second Tana, it's the Shvatim in the order in Parshat Shmot. But nobody holds like Rav Kahana that it's the like the same as the Har Grizim Har Eval group. So he says, so Tiyufta the Rav Kahana Tiyufta. So Rav Kahana is all up Gishlat. So the Gemara says, well, he's up Gishlat, so the Yela Ma'iba HaChetzio. So what does HaChetzio mean? This is the way we started into this whole thing. We said the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua says, B'HaChetzio, the hair. Sounds like there's some special hair. B'HaChetzio, you got a chart, you're good. Okay, good. So Mayor has a chart. Art School has a chart, fine. Okay, he's got a bigger chart. Okay, here, let me show everybody Mayor's chart. Okay, so the, okay, so we have, okay, So, all right. Anyway, but nobody. So, what is Vahai Chetzio? Elamai Vahai Chetzio. Tana Chetzio Shemul Har Grizim Ruve Chetzio Shel Har Ebal. So he's saying the two halves were not equal half. We say half like a loose half. There were more people on Har Grizim than on Har Ebal. He says Vnei Shalevi Lamata, because Levi was in the middle. Now it means this Canaan for Levi in the middle, but the Gemara doesn't understand what it means. I drop a pilpaker. In other words, the Gemara, the pshat is behachetyo, meaning the half, which is not really a half.
That's the smaller half.
The small, right, the smaller, right. The smaller half is going to be in a Har Ebal. So the Gemara says, why is it the smaller half? Because Levi was in the middle. Now Levi is on Har Grizim. So the Gemara says, Nishalevi, so Adrab, Nishalevi, Lamata, Batri, Lahu.
It should be smaller.
Right, right. It doesn't make sense. If Levi's,
it's five or six.
If Levi's in the middle, then Har Grizim is less. So wait, 1 second. Hachi Kamar. So this is what he meant. Alpha Pisha Levi Lamata, notwithstanding the fact that Levi was in the middle. So that means some of Levi was on Har Grizim, but this Canaan were in the middle. So it's taking off from the Har Grizim group. Bnei Yosef, he might have Bnei Yosef were on Har Grizim, and they're very numerous. Shinamar by the Bruvene Yosef and Yoshua Lemur. He quotes the Pasuk in Yoshua that the members of Yosef, means Ephraim and Menashe, said to Yoshua, Maduran Tatalina Kala Guralachan Bechabalachan, how come you only gave me one portion of land? Vani Amra, I'm a numerous, you know, a lot of people. But Yomar Lehem Yoshua, Imam Ravata Lelacha Yara, if you're so numerous, go into the forest. So the Gemara is going to explain this whole pshat, but the idea being that that Har Grizim was more numerous. So Baha Chetzio is the group on Har Eval, which were less. Okay? All right. Now, one second. Let me just look and see.
Isn't it true, though,
One second, my dear. Now, we said that the Gemara here refers to Shmot as Chumash Hasheni. So there's an etziv. He has a hakdama in the Hamikdavar. He has an interesting hakdama to each one of his, Brachos. He's got a hakdama. Shmos has got a hakdama. So the etziv was the head of the yeshiva in Volozhin, and he would give. His yeshiva was a little different. I mean, Volozhin was the prototype for all the modern yeshivas. I spoke about this in the past. It was like a national yeshiva, the Harvard of yeshivas. But the Nesiv did something in his yeshiva different than, I think, other Rashi yeshiva. He had a shir in the Parsha Shavu each week. So he would do one aliyah each day. So Sunday, he'd do Rishon, then Monday, Sheni, things like that. And his son, Reb Meir Berlin, in Mivalajan, on Yerushalayim, says, like, in the Perush of Hamik Davar, it's like an echo of what the shir was like, because that's the Perush. So in the Hakdama to Shemot, he says that, you know, what is the name of the Sefer? What is it called? So he goes through different names, you know, like I think Rashi says Ve'elish, and then it's called Shmot, and then, but he says if you look in the Bahag, he calls it Chumash Hasheni. So and Reb Leibowitz is saying you don't need the Bahag, but you see the Gemara calls it Chumash Hasheni. So he says, but doesn't call Ba'ikra Zach Chumash Lishi and Ba'mim Zach Chumash Ravi. This is called Chumash Hasheni. What? So the idea is Chumash Hasheni that Shmot goes together with Bereishis. Shmot is like the completion. They're like you know, opposite ends of the, you know, like two bookends of the same idea. Like you have the promise of the Avot. They go in the Galus and the Geula, and they come in the Geula, and that's what it means. It's Chumash Hasheni. In other words, that's the most important. Like he says, like why didn't they call it, you know, Chumash Asera Dibrot or something like that? The way it's called. Or anyway, so it's that the most important thing is that this is like the. It's the final geula from when they went to Galus. In other words, that's the Chumash Hasheni. Okay, now, what do you want to say, Fern?
Doesn't this all come down to how you count the Shvatim? If Levi gets a Sheva in the count,
it's irrelevant. I'll explain. We're going to have 12 Shvatim. For the 12 Shvatim, Yosef is considered one, and Levi is considered one. That's the way the Torah treats them. That's the way
the Nachalot, it's considered.
And, well, Nachalot is a different cheshbon. But I'm saying in terms of Har Grizim and Har Eval, so Levi is one and Yosef is one. And then for the Shvatim that are on the stones, on the Ephod, so there it comes out a little bit different. I'm trying to bring the book with me. But if there, in Akinami, There, it looks like there, when it comes to the way we're coming at the maskana, one of the stones on the ephod, so it comes out, you're right on this. Levi would not be counted and Yosef would be two shvatim. There would be different. In other words, because in Shmod, at the beginning of Shmod, so I don't think it mentions Levi here, right? Does it? It says, he mentions all the Nesim. It doesn't mention Levi. It's got Ephraim and Menashe in Bamidbar. And then in Shmod, let me see how it was in the beginning of Shmod. In the beginning of Shmod, it might be different. One second, my dear. Let me see what this is. Wait. In Shmod, we said, me and Shmod, and so it's fine. Right. So you're right. So it depends. If I take this the opinion that it's the names of the beginning of Shmod, then Levi is one and Yosef's another. If I take it as from Bamidbar, then in Echinami, then Levi would be out and Yosef would be two. So it depends on the
Based on the chart.
Yeah.
Hey, so is there a rule?
Okay. Wait a second. Yosef says the chart of the chart in the art scroll. This is the thing. The chart in the art scroll. So there's only Levi in all the counts here.
Right, but I'm asking you if there's a rule as to when you use Levi and when you use Ephraim and Menashe.
Well, when they get the Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, Levi's out. They don't have a Nachla. Then it's definitely Ephraim and Menashe.
Right.
And when they do Nesiim, so it looks like Levi is on the on the stone. That's the way it's coming out. So it's not exactly like Levi. Maybe that's Leia. Okay. All right. That's the best I have.
When he came to Nachala, Yosef got two because he was considered as the Bechor. He got two Nachala.
Well, that could be part of the Cheshbon. Yaakov says that Ephraim and Asher could run Shimon and Yuli, that Ephraim and Asher going to be like Reuben and Shimon, but it could be part of the Cheshbon. Like it did in Bechor. Okay.
Wait.
Okay. We got to go quickly with the questions. We got a question coming left, right, and forward, and I got to get through the daf. Okay.
What's the meaning? Does any meaning?
I don't know. You don't know. You have to do the research. He wants to know what the words har grizim and har eval mean. All right. Next. What's the other question from Zoom? Nobody? Okay. I'll move on. Yeah. Okay.
I'll say it later when you finish.
Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay. Now, So the Bnei Yosef came to Yoshua, and they said, we deserve a lot of people. So he says, if you're so numerous, go into the forest. So let's see what's doing. So he says on the second line above where it gets medium wide.
Yoshua
told him to go to the forest? Yeah. So Amar Lahen, so Yoshua said to him, go hide in the forest. Shulpachem Ayin Hara. You shouldn't have an Ayin Hara. People shouldn't look at you. See, you're so numerous. So he says, so with Ayin Hara, the way the Arsul had it, is like there's one stream of thought, that is like a power, or the person looks and it actually has a koach. Or the other way, which is the Mechtami Eliyahu, he says Hashem gives bracha to people, but the bracha is not given to cause pain to other people. In other words, Hashem gives you wealth, so it's not you flaunt the wealth and cause harm to people. You use the wealth for mitzvot. So if you're using it not the way that Hashem intends, so then he takes the bracha away from you. That's what it means in Ayin Hara. Like it makes it a little more, like something easier for us to understand, perhaps. So he says, so Amrulei, so they Bnei Yosef said back to Yoshua, the first medium white line. Sorry, the Yosef lo shalta be'ein abisha. He says we're from Yosef. We're immune from Ayin Hara. He says zechi bein porat Yosef bein porat leayin. This is in the bracha that Yaakov gives to his sons. He says Yosef's a beautiful child bein porat leayin. He's like beautiful to behold from the eye. And don't say like nice to view. It's above the eye. In other words, it's above and beyond anything, any impact that the eye would have on it. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina says that I can derive the Bnei Yosef are immune from Ayin Hara from the following pasuk, which is also in the bracha that Yaakov gives. We don't have a good word for this in English. You go like fishify. In the land, in other words, you should multiply. All right, that's it. But I'm saying, there's no word in English. Be it goo. It's like taking the verb of a dog and do whatever the dog does. So anyway, so it's like fish. Be like the fish. Like multiply like the fish. Be careful, aretz. Just like the fish, the water covers them, and the ayin doesn't see them because they're covered over. So too the Zara Yosef. So Rabbi Levis is quoting from. I forgot who he was quoting from Rabbi Yeruchim Guralik, but I forgot who he quoted that was quoting Rabbi Yeruchim. Oh, I think he said Rabbi Harari said this in Rabbi Guralik. Anyway, Rabbi Guralik said like this, like, but look, you can see through the water, you see the fish. So Rabbi Guralik said that, like, where you see the fish is not where the fish are. In other words, it's like the light is being refracted. So if you're seeing the fish, you think it's in location A, but it's your location B. So that's what it can mean. That I thought the simple shot, the water covers them, they're covered. But he's saying that, like, you can't even see where they are at any point in time. So he says here, now, the Gemara says, Hani chamishim otiyot, chamishim nechechara habim. So the Gemara says, the 50 letters, this would support the idea that Levi is included with the group, because we said that according to all the Pshatim, there are 50 letters. So I think it works probably right with Levi. It wouldn't work well with Ephraim and Menashe.
That was referring to the mountain.
No, it was the six Shvatim that are written on the Ephod. So there are 50 letters on one Ephod and 50 letters on the other Ephod. On the other stone. 25 on each of the Avnei Shoam. So the 50 letters, so everybody holds their 50 letters. So it only works with Stamma.
If Levi and
not a friend, Menashe. So he says, but it's really 49. So Amrav Yitzchak, Yosef, Hosipulo Orachat. They gave another letter to Yosef, Shenemar, Eidut Pi Yosef Samo, Viseitoler Tzitzayim. That they, like, the name was given, we say this in the Shir Shalyom, that Yosef was given Yehosef. So Yosef is spelled with a hey there. That's what he says. So Makit Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kitoldotam Ba'inan. But no, the Torah says Kitoldotam, the way we said, the way the name that Yaakov called him. So Yaakov called it Yosef, not Yehosef. Ela Kol Torah Kula Binyamin Kiv. The whole Torah, Binyamin, is written with one yud. Bahacha Binyamin Shalem. Here, Binyamin is written with two yuds on the Avnei Shoam. He says Kidachtiv Yaviv Karalo Binyamin. His father called him Binyamin. That's what Yaakov called him. So it's found in the Stamma. It's Mali over there. Now, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying today, he said that Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's grandson, so his father was Rabbi Binyamin Kamenetsky, the form of Lebracha. So he said that his father spelled his name, I think, with one yud. And the way this, he was saying the story, in other words, like when they write the get, or they write a ksuba, they spell with two yuds. But his father spelled the name, I think, with one yud. And the idea was that the father was named for somebody who had died, like some terrible accident or something like that. So the usually a mishnah of the name. In other words, you want to name the other person, but he died like in a difficult thing. So they don't really add on a name or something like that. So his father, Rabbi Yaakov, the way he was mishnah, he said, normally we spell Binyamin with two yuds, but I'm definitely going to spell your name with one yud, and that'll be like the shinui. You know what I mean? So his name was Rabbi Binyamin, but just one yud. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. So
everywhere in Torah Binyamin is with one yud except this place?
So I don't know of every, I think some places it may be two yuds, but it says, Baviv Karalo Binyamin. Let's look at one side. In Gracious Lamed Hey, let's take a look.
More, Rabbi Shmuel
Kamenetsky. One second. So in Sefer Bereishis, this Perek Lamed Hei has two yud. Right, has two yud there. I really know if that's what he's saying. I read Karol Binyamin with two yuds. What do you want to say, Ruth, quickly?
Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky suffered a terrible stroke, so everybody's saying Tehillim to him.
Right. All right. Now let's see back in the Gemara. Let's take a look. Okay, so we're around 10 lines, the 10th medium wide line. So Amrav Chana Bar Bizna Rishim Chasida, Yosef Shkidish Shemayim Beseter, that Yosef, who's Makanish Shemayim, like, quietly, with the Ashes Potifar, and he runs out, but it's not like televised to the whole world. So he says, Osifu Olav Odachat Mishmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they added on one letter of the Shem of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was, they're adding a hey to Yosef's name, so it's Yud K. is the Shem Hashem Yehosef. So he gets one letter from the Shem Hashem. He says, and then Yehuda, let me see what the Bach has. Yehuda Shkidish Rishon for Hesia. Yehuda was Makanish Shem of Brasi. So the Gemara is going to say it's with the incident when they're crossing Yamsuf, when they're going to the Yamsuf. So the Gemara that's going into tomorrow's Daf is going to say when Nachshon Ben Aminadab went first into the Yam. That's what he's saying. So Yehuda, are you with me?
I thought it was when with Tamar.
Yeah, you would think that way, but that's not the way Rashi says. Let me see. Look at Rashi. Beseiter shetichim la'erva v'min al-tzva v'kavashi yitzro. Yehuda shkish shmav v'rasya al-ayam kid l'kaman. He says, like, that's what the price says. So it's up. Ayam stuff. Okay, well, we'll see in a minute. Let's just be patient. Everybody should take out a notepad and write all their chidushei Torah and their thoughts and questions on the notepad. And then when I pause, everybody should say all their chidushei Torah. Okay? Okay, so let's take a look back on the Gemara. Yudhishkesh Shemaim Parasya, Nikra Kulo Al Shemo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Notice his whole name, he has all the letters of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Yudke Vavke is all contained in the name of Yud. It means Kadosh Baruch Hu knew, you know, that this would be the way things would unfold. He says, Yosef Mahi. So the Braisa says, what's the incident with Yosef? Dichtiv, or the Gemara is saying this, he says, Vayayom Hazeh, Vayavo Baita Lasot Malakto. This is not part of the Braisa. This is the Gemara explaining it. He says that Yosef came to do his work in the house of Potiphar. Amar B'Yochanan, Lameit Shishneim Lazbar Erba and Kavnu. He says that Lasot Malakto, that he was doing like what his, like his urgings. In other words, he and Aisha Potiphar were going to go in for to have intimate relations. By Avo Baita Lasot Malakto. Now the Gemara quotes the Machlokan Amaroyim, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Inachanami Yosef is going to give it, but the Gemara quotes Machlokan between Rabbi Shmuel and Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan and Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Lasot Malakto Mamash. One says, no, he was going to do his work. The Chadamar Lasot Shrachav Nichnas. You know, he was going to do, like, follow his urgings. And, you know, the Ein Ishman Shebayit Begomer. Nobody from the household was home. Efshar Bayit Gadok Veitosh Lotor Rasha Lo Yabo Ish. Is it possible, like, the house of Potiphar, you know, he's got a zillion people working for him. Nobody's home. It says, Tana's Beit Rabbi Shmuel. Bryce was taught in the basement of Rabbi Shmuel. Oto Yom Chagamaya. That was the day of Avodah Zarah that day. Well, who cool on the beta boat of Kukabim Shalem? Everybody went to their house of Avodah Zarah. Biyamralahen, and the wife of Potiphar said, Kolani,
I'm sick.
Ich bin a bissel krank. He says, Amra, Ein liyom shniza keich liyosef ki yom hazeh. She says, that's it. She says, I don't have any day that I can, you know, link up with Yosef like today. Today's the perfect day. Nobody's around. He says, V'tesevi doli mor v'gomer. So she grabbed onto his garment and said, so at that moment, when Yosef's ready to give in, he sees the image of his father in the window. Amarlo, the father said to him, Yosef, Atina Nachecha, Shechtivul Abnei Yifod, Viata Beneihem. Atina Nachecha, Shechtivul Abnei Yifod. That your brothers, their names are going to be inscribed on the stones of the Eifod, the Kohen Gadol, and Viata Beneihem, and you're with that group. Risoncha, Shimachashim Cham Beneihem. Do you want your name to be obliterated from that group of yours? This is this, and then like pasnished. So he says, "Vitikare ruezono." You'll be called the companion. Listen, everybody's got to mute themselves, and somebody's not muted. And I think I know who it is. Oh, okay. 1 second. Let me help. Wait, not to say I hit the wrong thing here. Oh, 1 second.
About Lashon Hara yesterday.
1 second. I can you help me? I hit the wrong thing. I don't want to mess anything up. I want to go back.
Is that a droid?
Android. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Here, 1 second.
You're good. Everyone's muted. You're fine.
Okay, but can you get back? Sorry. Okay. So anyway, so he says, "Batikare Roezonot, you'll be called a companion to Zonot. Dichtiv Roezonot Yabed Hon. The one who's a companion to Zonot, Yabed Hon. Now, Hon means property, but like if you look at Rashi, Yahabin Hon is the middle of the narrow lines. Shem Tov Shu Yakar Mikolon. It's like Shem Tov, you know, be Shem and Tov. Like
Tov
like,
Shem and Shem and Tov.
So you're right. Tov Shem and Shem and Tov. Right. So Yosef says, like it says in Kohelet, like right. Good name is better than good oil. But it means like Yahabin Hon, like, you're going to lose your good name. Now, I saw Pshat, they had an art school. They said like this, that so they say that on the Choshen, it was not just the names of the Shvatim, but they also wrote the names of the Avod, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then wrote Shivta Yishurim, it says. Like, the letters are all there. You know, and he also letters, like, communicate, like, with the Kohen Gadol and everything. Yeah. So it comes out, according to the Cheshvan, that on, like, Yishurun, so it's not spelled all together. So the Vav and Nun of Yishurun was written after Yosef's name. So he's saying, like, if you're going to have relations with this woman, so, like the Hey, Yehosef, you won't be called with the Hey. and you won't be with the Vav Nun Yeshurin. So it's Ya'abed Hon. In other words, the Hey and the Vav and the Nun, you won't have. In other words, it's a different shot. Ya'abed Hon, you lose Hon.
See the Vav and the Nun.
Here. Yeah, yeah. So he says, Miyad, Batesha Beitan Kashto. So now this is going back. This is again with the bracha that Yaakov gives to his son Yosef. It says, Batesha Beitan Kashto, that your bow like was placed firmly in the ground. So Amar Yochum Shumeir Shashava Kasho Leitano. So the keshet is like a metaphor for the man's aver. In other words, like in other words, it shoots Leitan, shoots arrows. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's saying, in other words, like he was able to, you know, get back to where he wanted to
normal
be.
State.
Right, normal state. But then the pasuk continues, Vayafozes Roy Adav. So one way is the arms were gold, like paz, but not Vayafozes Roy Adav is like Vayafutsu Zera Yadav, like the Zera spilled out from his hands. Na'atsidabakarka, he stuck his hands, his fingers in the ground, the Atsah Shikvat Zara being Tsiporne Yadav. And the Shikvat Zara came from his nails. So it means either the point is he didn't have relations with Malaysia's Potifar. So he's trying to chill himself out. So he does something painful. He sticks his fingers in the ground. And when you're painful, like you forget everything else. It's like the Beis Halevi, he says, like, this is low tachmo, like I shouldn't desire what you have like that. So there's a question, how can I avoid what I desire? I see, you know, like it's got the Ferrari if I want that or whatever I desire, you know. So how can he start? So the Ibn Ezra says it's like the peasant with the princess. Does the peasant desire the princess? He knows the princess is like beyond his reach, so nothing. But the Beis Halevi says that's a nice shot. But he says his shot is if a person's like going, like he's running to some zona or whatever, his girlfriend, and then he's crossing like a river, like a frozen river, and he's like just thinking about the zona, but then the ice begins to crack.
He's not thinking about zona so anymore.
That moment, right, he's thinking, I have to crack. So this is a person has Yirat Shemayim, he's not thinking of it. So here he's saying like the pain is taking his thought away from, you know, this woman. So he says here, now some want to say that it means that it came out of the Ave or whatever, but the point is,
he lost 10 there, either way.
Right, that's it. So he says, Midei Avir Yaakov, that he came from like the strong one of Yaakov, he says, who caused his name to be incised on the stones of the Ephod? El Avir Yaakov, like the strength of Yaakov. Mishamrua Eben Yisrael. From there, like the shepherd of the stone of Israel, Mishamzacha Ben Asa Roeh. From there, he was Zocha, he Yosef, to be called a Roeh, like a shepherd. Shenemar, Roeh Yisrael Hazina, Nohe Kitzon Yosef. Like the shepherd, like David Amelot says, Roeh Yisrael Hazina, you, God, should hear like our tefillot. Mm-hmm. This is Noe Kitzon Yosef. Like you, Hashem, you're like shepherding us like Yosef did. In other words, Yosef's called the Roeh. Tanya, how you ruined Yosef, let's say, men of Shnemasar Shvatim, Kedar Shetum Yaakov Aviv. But Yosef, it would have been worthy of him to have 12 Shvatim, like Yaakov had 12 Shvatim. Shenemar El Tot Yaakov Yosef. These are the generations of Yaakov. See, it's El Tot Yaakov, pause. Yosef ben Shvaz Reishanah. But the Gemara reads it like El Todos Yaakov Yosef. The Todos of Yaakov are Yosef, meaning that just like Yaakov had 12 Shvatim, so too Yosef. El Shetzah Shechvat Zerah Ben Tzipar Neishinav. But the Shechvat Zerah went through the nails on his hands, whatever, but it means he's got 10 fingers and whatever. The Shechvat Zerah that he would have used, presumably, to like father these 10 kids, like it left him this whole thing. Nevertheless, they came out of Binyamin. But they're all named for Yosef. Shenemar, and with Binyamin has 10 boys. Sons, and the each of the 10 sons are named for Yosef. Shenemar, v'nei Binyamin, Bela b'vecher v'ashbel b'gomer, Bela sh'nivla b'in ha'umo. Something like in English, yeah, Bela is like a woman's name. Bela, he says, sh'nivla, he was swallowed up among the nations of the world. Yosef, it means. He says, "Becher, Becher Leimo, Becher that he Yosef's Becher to his mother." Haya, but Ashbel Shishba Okel that God made him a captive. Ashbel, Gera Shigar ba Achzanio. Gera he lived in different lodging places. He was a slave. Vinaman Shnayim Bioter. He's very beautiful. Echi Varosh, Achihu. He's my brother. that's Binyamin, Baroshihu, and he's my leader head. Whoopim b'chupim.
Actually, no, she's two.
There's two boys. Whoopim b'chupim. Which is an interesting name. I never heard anybody name a kid Whoopim, but here you got Whoopim and Chupim. He says, "Who lo ra'a b'chupati?" He didn't see my chupa. Binyamin says, "But neither did he see b'chupati."
I didn't see his chupa.
The ard she ra'a the bein ha'umor olam. He was yorei to the nations of the world. Okay. Now, ikat amri ba'ard she panav domim leveret. Some say ba'ard that Yosef's face looked like a rose. Now, amri chibur abba amri Yochanan b'shashamar lo paro liyosef u'biladechal yirim yishu yadov gomer. So when Paro said to Yosef, like, I'll make you the viceroy of Egypt. Nobody, you know, I'm the only one on top of you is me, and nobody else can move without your permission. So Amru etzidini Paro, so Paro's astrologer said, Eved shlach rabo b'esrim kesef tam shleim aleinu. You're going to take this lowly slave that his master bought for 20 shkalim and make him the head of the on top of all of us? And they said in the article, they quoted a medrash that in the rules of Mitzrayim, they had that, like, somebody who had been a slave can't be a ruler. So Amar Lahem Gnuni Malchut Ani Roibo. He says, I see characters of royalty in him. And Rashi brings down, let's see the Rashi.
Which one?
I'm looking for it. Four lines from the bottom. Gnuni Malchut, Givani Malchut, Bechachma Gugur Rabbi Yopi. In other words, the aspects of Malchut with his wisdom, his strength, and his beauty. So Amru Lohim Keni Heyodei B'Shivim Lashon. If he's got all these aspects of Malchut, Mestama, he knows the 70 languages of the world. So Ba Gabriel Belindo Shivim Lashon. So Gabriel came and taught Yosef the 70 languages. Lohaba Kagamar, but he wasn't learning it so well. Hosif Lo Orachat Mishmoshal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Gabriel added a name from, like, a letter to his name, which creates like the Shem Hashem. Belamad, and they learned. Shneimar Idut Mi Hosef Samum would say Teller Mitzrayim, like a testimony in Yosef. He placed him when he went out of Mitzrayim. The language that I didn't understand, I heard it. And it was like now he understands languages.
I thought he taught him that when he was in prison.
Well, here it says this way. Yeah. Now, so the next day, he's meeting with Paro. So every language that Paro spoke with him, so he was able to respond to him. So Yosef began talking in Hebrew. Yeah. Lo hava kayada may hava amar. Paro didn't understand what he was saying. He says, Amale, Agmari. So he says, teach me. Paro says, teach me the language. So Agmare, so he taught him below Gamar, but he wasn't able to get it. Amale, so Paro says to Yosef, Yishtabali Lomagali, you have to take a shvua. You won't reveal my secret that I don't know Hebrew. So Yishtabalo. So he took the shvua. He Amale, years later, when Paro said to Yosef, when Yosef to Paro, Abi Yishbiani Limor, my father made, you know, gave me a shvua that I from bury in Israel. Amalei Paro said to him, Zil Itshel Shvuateich. go to Chacham and inquire and let him release you from this vow. So Amalei Vitchli Nami Adidach. He says, while I'm there, I'll ask him to release me from your vow that you said about the Hebrew. The Avagav Lo Nichalei. So even though Paro wasn't so happy with this, go and bury your father, just like he gave the shua. Now, I'll do a few more lines, that'll be it. Yehuda Marihi. Now, the Gemara says, we said that Yehuda was Makadosh Shem Shemayim before Ahasya.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, what's the incident with Yehuda? The Tanya, we learned the Braisa. Yeremeir Omer, Shamdu Yisrael Aliyam, Yishvatim Natskim Imzeh. When Klausur was on Yamsof, the Tzvatim were competing with one another. He says, each Shevet said, Liyam, I'm going first in the water. He says, Vizomer ani yoreit chiliyam, I'm going first in the water. Kafatz shifto shel Binyamin. So the Shevet Binyamin, like, jumped in, they rushed in. We arad liyam tchil, they went to Liyam first. Shinemar, Shah Binyamin se'ir rodeim. There, Binyamin, this pasuk and tilim, Binyamin, the young one, is rodeim, like he's ruling, atchil rodeim el arad yam, the one who went into the sea first. But Yusareyuda rogmimotam, and the Sari Yehuda were not happy with this. They were stoning them. Shneimar sarei yuda rigmatam. That's the continuation of the pasuk and tilim. The fichach zachavin yenu sari v'nasa, which pishkan the gevura. So this first opinion holds. Therefore, Binyamin became a host to the shechina. In other words, the kodesh kadashim is in the chelik. And remember, we discussed this. It's either Yerushalayim was divided between Binyamin and Yehuda, in which case the dotted line goes to the base of Mikdash, and the kodesh kadashim is chelko shel Binyamin. Or if Yerushalayim is the chelko shvatim. Or if Yerushalayim is what is like a, like an intra, you know, shaved city, so then it's nobody's chelik. But he says here, Shnemo Bechtipav Shachain, between his hips he dwells, but then he said, so I'm on the Rabbi Yehuda.
You were stony, I miss the stony part.
In other words, Binyamin is rushing into the water first.
Yehuda got upset?
And so the Sari Yehuda got upset that Binyamin is grabbing the first spot.
And
but according to this shot, Binyamin was first in the water. And they say that because that's why Shaul was okay to be the king, because Binyamin went into the water first. Then, well, just begin hearing this on your own before we go break. I'm a little Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says, Lokacha Yamasa. That's not the way it was. Each one said, I'm not going in. Then Kafas Ashu Ben Adab, Yerab Liyam Tchila. Then I went in. Yeah, I'll tell you something. There's a piece of Torah. This I heard from Rav Katz, from the book called Katz, the Kol Rav. He said this in the name of his father, but I saw it elsewhere. Somebody else said it. He says that there's really no machloket between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lokacha Yamasa. In other words, that Lokacha Yamasa, that's not the way it took place. In other words, when it came to talking, everybody said, I'm going into the water first. I'm going to be first in. But then Rabbi Huda says, yeah, but when it came to doing, Lokacha Yamaisa, when it came to actually doing, wasn't the way it was. Doing is only Nachshon Ben Amina davening first. Okay, we'll see. But anyway.
How did Yehuda doing?
So the bottom line is that Nachshon Ben Amina dav, and after Shevet Yehuda were the first ones into the water. And that's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Presya. Yeah. So that's always Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Okay, we have the 30 seconds on Moshe. You've been chopping at the pie, I think, that's bit, and then we got to go. What's up? Chop, chop.
No. Hello?
Yeah, we're all waiting to hear you. We have 30 seconds, and they're going now.
I want to say what you just said, that there's a vort that you say from Oymer Bizoysa is a mahalach. Hello?
Yeah, from Omer to
Oysa.
It's a mahalach, right? It's a journey from saying to doing.
Now, Joseph, when he said that he thought it was by Tamar,
yeah,
it actually was. That's when he had an uprising because he had a Yerida. Just like Joseph had a Yerida. He had to go to Mitzrayim. He had a Yerida to be the.
All right.
And as far as the Ramban says, but he has an interesting thing.
Okay, listen, I'm so sorry, Aaron Moshe. We have to go. We got to dab Mariv. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize.
Good Shabbos.
Bye.
Oh, I gotta close the recording. I forgot to mess up the whole thing. Wait a second.
What time is Shabbos?
Wait, just straighten the whole thing out.
Shabbos, I think, is 6:25, Joseph.
Thank you.
Fern.
Hi.
Wait. One second.
Yes.
One second.